Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. The 55th Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic is in the books, and it was a historic one, won by 22-year-old Eastern Fothergill with a record 76 pounds, 15 ounces, eclipsing Kevin Van Dam's 15-fish classic record by nearly 8 pounds. Fothergill bested 20-year-old phenom Trey McKinney, who bracketed 26 plus pound days with a 15 and change on day two, and Texas Hammer Lee Livesey, who finished third just 100 miles from his home. All three are on this week's show as we recap the classic. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's top three classic edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bill, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey, gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year Gerald Swindle had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today, and we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, as we promised, we'll get things started here with our top three show from the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic presented by Under Armour. And we start with the guy that was certainly a fan favorite. The only real true Texan in the field, to be honest with you, was Lee Livesey from Longview, Texas, and he ends up finishing third and gave us some great highlights during the event, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Lee, welcome in, man. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. All good here.
Yeah. Talk about just the, you know, was there added pressure? You had a big crowd there. The fans were very much into what you were doing and pulling for you. Did you feel much pressure? Because I know you've had in the past on Lake Fork, you know, being a local, but, you know, how was it for this, for the Classic?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, obviously a little bit more than Fork. You know, I've won on Fork twice, and I've bombed at Fork last year, so I've felt the pressure on both ends of it, and it was definitely the same there in Fort Worth. You know, everybody that kind of knows my Texas tournament histories know I had a little bit of history there at Ray Roberts. So all eyes were on me, and that's the way we like it. You know, anytime we can get everybody talking about me, we're making money.
Yeah, and then we also get to hear Whiskey Myers, you know, in your walk-up song, which we love. I mean, that's just some good stuff right there. But talk a little bit about, you know, I wanted to kind of learn a little bit more about this this bubblegum flush trailer that you were using, and you also used it, you know, by itself. So I went to the Sixth Sense site. I don't know if you knew this or not, by the way. The bubblegum is sold out. Can't get any more. So I hope you're loaded up with them. But this is what happens, you know, when you start showing that thing off during the tournament. They're sold out, and I don't know when they'll have more in stock.
They'll have them today.
Really?
They poured all night. All day. They poured all day. They pour in-house. That's the cool thing about Sixth Senses, man. We're American-made right here in Texas on probably about 70% of our products, and plastics are one of those. So here's the deal. They didn't even make that color. I called them about 2 weeks before the Classic, and I said, hey, I need a special pour ran in-house. I don't need Ben Milliken, Corey Johnson, or Trey McKinney to know about it. and they did. They poured me 65 baits, and I told them, I said, you know, I'm going to blow it up and just let you know I am going to catch them on it. Whether I do good or not, I don't know, and the rest is history. But they poured all day yesterday. They had people package all night, so they'll be available today on the website. They're available for pre-order right now at tackleaddict.com. I know Tackle Warehouse has a big PO coming out, so everybody will be able to get some in the next couple of days.
That's very, very cool. And how do you keep that from Milliken? I can understand keeping it from the other guys, but you know, Milliken's one of the partners. How does he not know what's going on over there?
So I will say this. The second day of the Classic, I saw me and Ben were fishing, you know, within eyesight, and I could see him throwing a pink chatterbait with a pink flush from about a mile away.
So somebody signed him. Somebody hooked him up, and that's good. I'll be honest with you, and I throw a jackhammer some myself. I didn't even know they made a pink jackhammer. I mean, that was new to me as well. Has that been around for a while?
It was a special rentner, I say. I don't know what they call it. You know, it was a new color that came out, I think, last year. Mm-hmm. And it might have been the year before or something. I don't know. But I remember when they came out, because I used to just use the spray dye pink to paint my white ones pink. But when they came out with that color and like a matte black, and I said, oh, I'm going to do good on Ray Roberts on that thing. Like, that's the bait. And I ordered, you know, probably 10 of them. And I've just been keeping them in a bag waiting on the Classic, so.
That is classic right there. Lee Livesey with us here. Lee is, by the way, closing in on $1 million in earnings now on the Bassmaster Elite Series. And, you know, what do you think they're looking at? I mean, why pink? And talk about the conditions. Like, people around the country might say, you know, I'm going to throw that pink bait. Only a lot of us have thrown bubblegum, you know, worms as a wacky rig and things like that. But is it the stain in the water, the time of year? What is it that you think they're looking at, or why pink is effective?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of both of what you just said. That water at Ray Roberts has this kind of pea green, kind of clear, but a little dirty looking water. And man, that pink flush just looks really good. It looks like a gizzard shad just flashing in the water. And then the time of year, man, this time of year when they're pulling up fresh in grass and around wood and stuff, man, I just like them to see the bait. I want it to be bright. You know, we've seen that with white. We've seen that with the fire crawls in the past. But, you know, that flush is just, it's different. You know, it's a straight tail, soft jerk bait, like a fluke style bait. And I really like that on the back of that chatter bait, just because it doesn't hunt true. It hunts left and right.
Right.
When I rip it out of that grass, man, that thing will go left a foot. It'll go right a foot. When I can reel it straight, don't get me wrong. But when I want to pop it, man, that thing will dart left and right. Just like when I'm throwing that flush weightless, you know, I weigh a fish in every day, a big one each day on the flush weightless too, doing the same thing in the shallowest millfoil I was in. But that pink flush, man, it just looks really good. I throw it a lot just on a white chatterbait too with the pink flush on the back. Mm. So it's just a shad imitator, bright, looks good in that water, but I've caught them on that stuff from New York on smallmouth to Florida in the tannic water, all the way back here to Texas. Like, they eat it everywhere.
Yeah. Well, speaking of shad baits, you also threw that 6 cents whale 4.5. You had a little weight in front of it. Talk a little bit about the application of that as a straight swim bait, basically.
Yeah. So that second day, you know, I think I weighed everything in on the straight chatterbait the first day. Maybe one on the flush by itself, but I know, majority came on the chatter. Well, it got calm is what I'm getting at. Got calm the second day, got glass, and I was just not feeling the vibration of that chatterbait, and my stuff was too deep to throw the weightless flush in it. So just the water was creeping up towards 60, 56, 58, somewhere in there. And man, I just know they get on a swim bait then. I was fishing thick millfoil, so I wanted to throw it weedless. And that, it's a 6 cents whale is what it is. It's a slender profile, but a little bit bigger at the same time, almost kind of like a mag draft feel.
Mm-hmm.
I can throw it weightless. It runs really true. It looks so good in the water. I was throwing a color called Ghost Ice Minnow, just a shad color. Had a little bitty 6 cents pitch black tungsten in front of it, 3/16, 20-pound Sunline Sniper, which I threw on every single rod I used in the Classic.
Mm.
And then I had a BKK 6-0, a big hook, a 6-0 HD heavy duty wide gap hook. And I was just reeling it on top of that millfoil. I could slow it down in the deeper stuff. I could speed it up in the shallow stuff. And man, I really thought I was going to get onto something. I think I had like three or four bites on that whale in the first hour that I threw it. And a couple of them were big. So it was just a kind of a wind transition when it got calm and quiet. I wanted that whale. It just has a good subtle thump down there, and it looks really good.
Lee Lucy with us here. All right, finally, you do something I don't know that you do, because a lot of times, you know, you just have like a habit, you know, an angler have a habit out there. It's on the water, and I don't know if you've seen it in the videos or not, but you, when you get one on, you're like a linebacker who's breaking down to make a tackle. You get your feet moving pretty good, and it's like, do you even know that you're doing that? I mean, you're literally in a breakdown position. I used to coach linebackers in college football, and you're broke down, and your feet are going back and forth and so on. It's, you know, it's quite interesting. It's a very athletic move, you know, while you're reeling in a six-pounder.
Well, I mean, I don't even know I do it, obviously, but you know, I play college football too, and that's probably what that's from is going out of tension and getting them feet hot. So that's definitely something probably from playing football my whole life and in college for sure. I kind of see it after the event, people talk about it, you know, Combs does a little crouch too.
Yeah.
We used to call it the hidden tiger crouching Combs when he's cranking, but, I definitely get those feet hot when I'm excited.
You do. You get the feet hot. You're in a good breakdown position. Got the head on a swivel. That's, it's all good stuff. Lee Livesey has been
our
guest.
You never know where they're going to go, left or right. Yeah. Jump. You know, you gotta be ready, man. You lose fish when you're not ready to move your position around. So I'm always ready when I hook a big one.
You weren't losing fish at the Classic, finishing third. The league, great tournament, off to a really good start this season, and keep it flowing, man. We'll look forward to seeing you out there on the road.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. That's Lee Livesey. This guy, I've been on this guy since he got on the Elite Series. I remember talking to Mark Zona about it. I said, keep an eye on Lee Livesey. That kid's got it, and certainly he does. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, another kid that's got it. Trey McKinney finished second. We'll talk to him next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And next up in our top three show from the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic presented by Under Armour is a young man. The superlatives just go on and on and on. He was a junior champion. He tore up the opens in 2023 when he was a senior in high school fishing the open so that he could get qualified for the elites. He won his second elite tournament ever. He's won over $400,000 already in 10, 11 tournaments as an elite angler with bass. It just goes on and on. And he almost won his first Bassmaster Classic in his first shot at the Bassmaster Classic. And, of course, he is young 20-year-old Trey McKinney, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Trey, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Hi, buddy. Doing good, man.
I guess you are doing good. I mean, let's just talk about it a little bit. First of all, just the overall experience. I mean, I know this is something that you've pointed to for a long time. As young as you are, this is something that you had kind of, you know, geared your entire career towards. What was it like the whole week of the Bassmaster Classic, the entire experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing bigger than that. You know, the Classic is the Classic. It's like, it's the Super Bowl of it. And, like, it's one of the coolest atmospheres I've ever been to as far as, you know, being able to live the dream that I, you know, and do what I want, you know, on something you enjoy, something that I truly enjoy, bass fishing, and being able to see it in that perspective of, like, people so excited, people screaming, people jumping and hollering, you know, giving you a high five on the fives on the way out of the stage, like, it was one of the coolest atmospheres I've ever seen in my life. You know, it's honestly, it reminds me why you do it and why I love it so much.
Yeah, it's kind of intoxicating, I would think. And all you do is break out on top day one. You go out there 26-9 like it's nothing. And, you take the lead and, so you have all of that. Got to wait to weigh in late. But just talk about that and that day at 26-9 and whether or not you left them biting. Some people said, yeah, it might have been a dirty 30 out there if you'd have stayed with it. Yeah, maybe. But, maybe you got to manage the fish a little bit as well. But just talk about day one and the huge day that you had.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there definitely was. I mean, I definitely feel like that first day I could have caught, you know, 28, 30, 30 something, you know. I definitely feel like if I would have kept catching them, and I did lay off of them, you know, I felt like there's not a ton of fish in this lake, and I felt like the few areas I had were not, you know, like overly loaded. Mm-hmm. So after I caught my bag, I pretty well like, okay, if I catch a 4-pounder and it only helps me a few ounces, then the next day, if it's tough, I can catch a 4-pounder and it helped me 4 pounds. So I was like, you know what? I was like, I just don't know I don't feel safe just burning them. So a lot of times what I do is I'd go in an area, and when I would catch a few that would not cull, that's when I would be like, okay, now we got to do something. And then I would move to the next spot or mm-hmm. switch a little bit of tactics to try to get that bigger bite. But yeah, it was so unbelievable in practice. You know, I knew I was on some good fish, and I was like, you know, I just got a good feeling about this. I don't really know why, but I'm kind of excited. My mm-hmm. mom was like, really? I was like, I don't know. I feel like I got more fish coming to me, and I kind of feel like I'm in the zone. And, you know, went out there that first day after we let it, you know, the nerves were outrageous. You know, I could hardly breathe. I didn't know what to do. And the second day, I think I was so nervous, and I just, you know, I wasn't fishing as dialed as I usually do. You know, I had a lot of thoughts in my mind, and it was so nervous. You know, it's kind of like you're fishing in third person, you know, just mm-hmm. kind of living it. I was literally like dreaming of it my whole life. And when I was sitting there fishing, I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I've waited for, you know. And I think it kind of messed with me on day two. I really do. I feel like it might have cost me a few bites, but it was an unbelievable tournament.
You said on stage, it was quite funny, actually. You said on stage, I don't have much going for me. This is all I do is fish. And I look back at my wife, and she's like, what's he talking about? He's a good-looking kid. He's got great sponsors. He's winning all kinds of money. He's a super going to be a superstar. You know, what do you mean by that? So explain, I don't have much going for me. I mean, you know, yeah, I don't know about
absolutely.
That.
I will. Yeah, when I said not much going for me, when I'm in, it's like, literally, I put all my eggs in one basket, right? Like, that's all I've done is I've fished and I've hunted. Like, that's it. You know, I didn't go to college. I didn't, you know, I mean, not really a studious person. I'm not a very good reader. I'm not good at math, you know. Like, when I sit down and think about it, like, I've put all my eggs in this basket. You know, that's when I was kind of realized, like, we got to make this work. Like, if not, this is going to be rough. So that's when I say, like, when I say I didn't have much going for me outside of fishing, is I've kind of put all my thought, every mind, every decision in bass fishing. So hopefully we can just keep it rolling so we don't have to worry about nothing else.
That is an interesting thought. What would you do? I mean, if you weren't a professional fisherman, what career would you do? What would you be? Do you have any idea what you would end up doing?
No, I really don't. I don't even have the slightest clue. Really.
Don't even think about it.
I mean, no, yeah, I have no idea.
And you're not one of these guys that fishes, you know, every circuit or every tournament that you can find, right? I mean, you pretty much focused on the elites. You're not fishing the opens anymore. I don't know if you're going to fish the EQs or not. You'll be obviously qualified for that. You'll be able to fish those in the fall if you want. But you're not running around fishing, you know, other events, Toyota events, or any of that kind of stuff, are you?
No, I really don't. I kind of feel like these couple years right here starting off in the Elite Series, I felt like for me to do good, or, you know, to feel like I have an edge, I feel like I need to focus every single thought, every single time I fish. I don't even really go out on the water unless it's something that's going to benefit me for the Elite Series. You know, I want to put all my eggs in one basket just to make sure we're learning, we're doing good, you know, we're staying in that consistent zone. And that's something that's really important to me. You know, I'd rather just fish 9 tournaments and focus more on them and do better in those 9 than be like, okay, I fish 18 tournaments, I made it just a couple top 10s, a few checks, and then the other ones I bombed.
Yeah.
Like, I just, that's something when I think about it, I'm like, you know what, is that worth it to go out there and just kind of fish like that? But eventually, absolutely, I really do. A lot of these guys, you know, you see, they fish all over, man. They just go every week. It seems like they got a tournament somewhere. And I feel like it would be so fun, because there's something about the, you know, you can go fishing, right? Like, going fishing is going fishing. But when you, like, when you're in a tournament, it's different. Like, you get a different, or I do, I get a different feel. I'm kind of wired a little different. When I know I got to go out there and I got to catch 5, and they got to be big ones, you know. So I would kind of like to start fishing more tournaments, but I just don't feel like I'm ready right now. I still got a lot to learn.
You mentioned day 2 and the nerves. 15-13 on day 2 after the 26-pound bag. It must have felt like you got skunked, but it did keep you around there, obviously. And then you bounced back with the biggest bag on the final day at 26-1. On day 2, was it a strategic thing? Did you go to different areas? Were you missing fish? You know, what do you think it was other than the nerves?
No, honestly, I just could not get them to bite. I tell you what, if anything, I felt like day 2 was my very best day. I seen the most fish. I was calling my shots. I was like, I would literally pull up to a spot, and this is what I love that lake. It's just my style of lake. And I pull up to this spot. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, there's gonna be a big one right here. And I fired out there, twitch, 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 twitch. Here he comes. Comes up and swipes at it, misses it, follows it. I mean, it was honestly incredible how many big fish we saw that day, and it was kind of sickening. You know, I was watching my dream slow. It felt like my dream was just slowly fading throughout the day. And I was like, golly, Trey, I was like, we got to do something, man. And that's when I caught a 4 and a 5. And I was like, okay, well, now we're kind of back in this. I was like, that's not where we want to be, but we still got time. And when I pulled into my best area, man, it was every other tree just dotted up. And I was like, oh my goodness, like we're about to smash them. And I never caught a single one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's the thing. A lot of people think that, oh, they, you know, they can see them and the forward facing, all that stuff. Well, you know what? It's still, you got to get them to bite, you know, and whether you see them on that screen or whether you see them with your experience and you think, well, there's a tree, it's a good chance there's one at the base of that tree. You know, now, yeah, you know that they're there because you can see them on the forward facing, but getting them to bite is still a whole nother thing. But, it is, man.
Yeah. It was wild. It was unbelievable.
Well, you come back with that big final day, put the pressure on Easton. He catches the 8-pounder right at the end of the tournament in the last half hour or so to secure the victory. But, you know, the big things ahead for you. You bombed at the St. John's, came back strong at Okeechobee, and I'm sure now the rest of the season is going to go really well for Trey McKinney. He has been our guest. Trey, congratulations on a great classic, man. And, hey, top three in every Elite Series event comes on the show, so I got a feeling we'll be talking again this year.
Well, I thank you, buddy. That's what I think, you know. Well, the more I fish and like this, I feel like it's going to make that journey so much better if I ever do finally get one of them. I was like, I don't know when. I don't know if it'll ever happen. But just this right here, just like lighting that fire underneath me. And yeah, honestly, that Champions Toast we went to the last night, Kevin even told me, he's like, this is going to make it that much better. So I was like, just have fun. I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, Kevin saying that, like, you know, it was pretty cool just to see that and to feel that. And it was kind of, he's like, this is going to light a fire. And I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, I almost like feel it. Like, I was like, I'm ready. I was like, I'm ready for next year. I feel like it's going to make it just that much better. If we ever do get one, man, that journey, just that, you know, it's awesome to even think about.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Trey McKinney has been our guest. I'm sure he will get him. By the way, to Kevin, he's talking about his KVD, four-time classic champion. All right, we're going to get a break. By the way, Trey's going to win multiple classics. There's no doubt in my mind. We're going to break in here. The guy that won this one is Easton Fothergill, and he's up next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now it's Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Unavailable in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winner Circle. And man, what a popular win this has been in the Bassmaster Classic, the Bass Pro Shops. Bassmaster Classic presented by Under Armour, won by Easton Fothergill. And we first met Easton a couple of years ago when he was a college angler. And, of course, he had qualified for the Classic Bracket. Then he had a little abscess in his brain and had to drill a hole and pull the fluid out of that. And that's okay, no problem. 2 weeks later, he's fishing in the Classic Bracket, wins that. And now wins the Bassmaster Classic in his second shot at it. And he is an Elite Series angler now because he made that through the Open Series last year. And he joins us now in the VMC Hook. Easton, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. You get tired of talking about, you know, brain abscesses and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, it's something that'll follow you around forever probably because it's just such an amazing story.
Part of the journey that got me here, you know, it's been wild ride the last, you know, 2 years or so roughly. Just grateful for everything that's went on the last, you know, handful of months.
So I have a theory about your motivation for this classic. It's that you basically sucked in Florida for 2 weeks and you figured that the only way you could make the next classic is to win this one. So I'm not sure you just said I might as well go win the classic since I'm like at the bottom of the table in the Elite Series points after two events in Florida. Just kidding. But boy, what going from one extreme to the other, two lousy events in Florida and then you go win the classic. How about that?
Yeah, a great way to come back after two rough events. Yeah, I was definitely a little upset about that. Definitely a little mentally down. You know, I'm extremely competitive, so that really hurt me to have that kind of a showing in my first two Elite Series events. So definitely feels good to bounce back.
Let's talk about your prep going into this deal, because nobody would have really necessarily picked you at this point because you did have such a rough start in your first couple of events. But when you were going through practice and you know, you're getting blown around out there, you can't really get much serious practice in, especially the way you like to fish. You know, you were fishing in the timber, and I would imagine that was really tough to do in the heavy wind. Did you have a feeling at all Thursday night when you went to bed? Were you feeling like, hey, you know what, I think I'm on something? Or did it just all come together during the tournament?
No, I was catching some big ones in practice for sure, but my numbers were way down, so I knew if I could just somehow, some way get five good bites a day, you know, I could make it pretty interesting. And, you know, I mean, out of the three official, pre-practice days and one official practice, I only was able to catch five one of the days. So, my average size was way up, but I was just extremely stressed out about catching five a day. So, but, you know, somehow, some way we made it happen, you know, right at the final day of the event, we caught exactly five keepers all day. So, I mean, it took a lot of hard work and, you know, it took a lot of, you know, adjustments on the fly to make it work.
Yeah, we'll talk about that last keeper in a moment. But you did so much of your damage on that 6-inch Strike King KVD Perfect Plastics Finesse Worm. And there was a lot of conversation about you going back and forth between a 3/32nd ounce weight and a 1/32nd ounce weight, which is, I think, a 16th of an ounce difference between those two. And I know that Davey Height, you know, mentioned it multiple times, as did Mark Zona. Talk about that subtle a difference. I mean, tell us how a 16th of an ounce really could make a difference in your Nico rig.
Yeah, when you're fishing a Nico rig, you know, that small of a weight difference definitely makes, you know, it's a big difference in how and the rate of fall that bait has. Obviously, I'm fishing the heavier weight when it was really blowing out there, for one, so I could feel the bait better, but two, so I could cast more accurately. And then on the second day is when it got sunny and glass calm. That's when I downsized. And, you know, with there being no wind, I could still cast accurately. And those fish actually rose way up in the water column. And, you know, with the heavier weight, it would just fly past their face. But, you know, with their 1/32nd ounce weight, I was able to keep it in front of their face in the zone a little bit longer, which I think generated a couple more bites for sure.
in a one-aught hook. I mean, I'm an old-school power fisherman. I'm sitting there thinking, what are you doing with a one-aught hook? And it's bad enough you're fishing with a spinning rod, and you had, I think, an 8-pound braid and 17-pound, you know, fluoro as a leader. But a one-aught hook, and you're catching 7- and 8-pound bass, it just didn't seem to make sense. Just talk about your confidence level in that and whether or not some of that comes born from, you know, growing up and fishing in Minnesota all these years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a finesse guy, and that's, you know, that's due to where I grew up. Like you said, from northern Minnesota, you know, that's how I grew up fishing, all the clear lakes that I'm from. But, you know, a one-aught, you know, circle-style hook, that Ryugi Talisman hook I was throwing, a one-aught in that style hook is actually a pretty hefty size hook, you know, in terms of a Nico rig. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's definitely got the power to get them out of there. You know, that's why I beefed up the 17-pound fluorocarbon in part, you know, one for the abrasion resistance and two, so I can kind of refine them a little bit and get them out of there. But that's another key to my success. You know, I was extremely particular on my cast. You know, with the setup throwing, you had to make double sure that your line going over any limbs or that sort of thing. Cause you know, you hook a 7-pounder and your line, you know, is wrapped around a limb or something, you're screwed. So it was definitely tedious, especially when those 40-mile-hour couple of days, you know, being able to present your bait perfectly in that timber, in that wind, was definitely a task. We'll just say that. So it was, it was definitely a process to get your bait in and out of there. And you know, it everything just had to be perfect. So when that one bit, you know, you're able to get her out of there.
Bassmaster Classic champ Easton Fothergill, our guest here. And how many times do you retie in a scenario like that? You're fishing timber, you know, and even with the 17-pound leader, you know, how many times did you find yourself, you know, retying just because of the abrasion?
I do. I always retie all the time. You know, I'm constantly feeling my fluorocarbon. If there's any nick whatsoever, I'm retying. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're horse there, like you have to in the situation, if there's any nick whatsoever, it's going to break off. So that's just something to, you know, double, triple check on all day long as you're fishing around.
So were you like a one rod Todd, or did you have, what else did you have on the deck?
When I'm expecting to catch them on a bait, I have multiple of them sitting on the deck. I think I had 4 Nico rigs rigged up each day. I had 2 of each size. And then, you know, I had a couple of jerk baits and some jigs that, you know, played a little bit, but not near as much as the Nico rig.
Yeah. A lot has been made, of course, about the forward-facing sonar, and everybody wants to talk about that. And it's like, okay, this is getting tedious. Is this here to stay? You know, unless it's somehow, you know, outlawed. I mean, you use the technology that you're given. But you were seeing fish in those trees. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, your transducer goes down, okay? You're still fishing those trees, right? I mean, you're going to still – now, you might not necessarily know 100% whether or not there's a fish there, but old school style, you're still going, you know, to group a tree and fishing at the base of those trees either way, right?
Right, yeah. It's much more than the whole forward facing debate. You know, I had the what trees they wanted pretty dang dialed in. You know, it was 5 to 10 feet, had to be on – bottom, you know, hard bottom in the situation of a channel swing on a point or something like that. And, you know, the key depth range, like I said, was 5 to 10 feet. So as you know, the lake is, you know, it's like a forest. Out of all those trees, there's only, you know, a certain percentage of the trees that I actually wanted to target that set up right. So, you know, that right there, you know, you have it very narrowed down to,
yeah,
you know, I mean, the targets that I wanted to throw at. So you're right. If my forward facing saw the same tree still, I just don't know, you know, where exactly one sitting at.
Yeah. So it's more about confirming that they're in those ones. But you didn't fish those trees because of the forward facing. You used the forward facing after you determined that those trees were the ones that were going to be most effective. And then you still got to make them bite. You know, I mean, that's the thing too. And we talked to Trey McKinney about that as well. And you know, they can be there all you want. You still have to figure out a way to convince them to take your cricket, if you will.
Right, and that's right. You know, it's all about just dialing in day by day, and you know, the whole field has that forward-facing sonar. So, I mean, it's just part of the game nowadays.
Does it bother you at all? You know, when you hear the stuff and you hear people talking about it. And by the way, I've always said this, and throughout my broadcasting career, is that the criticism comes from more the silent majority or the silent minority than the silent majority. You know, you hear a lot from people that want to complain and whine about different things, but the ones that just look at it and say, man, that's great stuff, you don't hear as much from them. But when you hear all of this noise, does it ever make you want to say, okay, fine, let's turn the thing off. I'll show you I can catch fish anyway.
Yeah, no, it definitely does make me feel like that. And, you know, I'm really excited to go to some of these events that we have less of season. where it probably won't play as much. But, you know, it's really interesting how a lot of people feel that way because, you know, we can think back on Aaron Martin's using 2D under the boat. You can think about, you know, some of the best guys with side imaging, that sort of thing. So,
yeah, I don't remember this outrage when 360 came out. You know, everybody thought, oh, this 360 is great, you know, and it wasn't live, but it wasn't that, it was only a few seconds from live, if you will. It wasn't that far off, you know, and the same thing with down imaging and so on. And I'll tell you, I'm much older than you. I've told this story many, many times before. When I started my tournament fishing in the 80s, I would take my dad out with me every once in a while, and he saw a full color flasher on the front of my boat at the time, and he's like, what is that? And I'm like, it's a flasher. I can tell if it's green, it's soft bottom. If it's red, it's hard bottom. That's cheating. What are you using that thing for? And it was a flasher, you know what I mean? So it's like, come on. Yeah. You know, it's just
I mean, it's always been the case with fishing. You always have to adapt with the times, whether it's electronics, you know, baits, techniques. There's always new stuff coming. And, you know, it's our job to stay ahead of the curve, to stay ahead of the competition. So this is just another one of those scenarios for sure.
Now, since you're very good with it, Eastern Fothergill with us coming off his win at the Bassmaster Classic, I got to ask you your take on whether or not the fish get conditioned to it, if you think they're hearing anything. Or I've had some anglers tell me, oh, I see them go straight down, or they swim away from me every time, you know, I fire that thing up. And then I've had my guys at Garmin tell me, there's no sound. Go put a turning on in your garage and see if you hear anything. There's nothing coming off of that thing. Are you seeing anything where fish are getting, you know, conditioned at all?
You know, when you point at a fish and it goes down, those are almost always carp. Carp can definitely hear the sound beam. And, you know, there definitely is a sound beam, I believe, at least. But from what I could tell, the bass, it doesn't really bother them as much. But now, with that being said, I do think the fish are getting a lot more pressure and they're getting a lot more educated. But I just think it's because we are able to target a different population now. And it's just making them smarter. But it's not from the beam hitting them, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at.
All right. There's four in the boat. You got a half an hour left, basically. Are you thinking this thing got away from me? Before you catch that 8-pounder to end this thing, which was stunning. I mean, the TV coverage of it, they were exiting. They were going to commercial. They were done. And then all of a sudden it's like, stop. We got to go out to the lake. And there's Eastern Fothergill with an 8-pounder. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen on live fishing coverage was you catching that 8-pounder. It was tremendous, even though it killed the drama of the weigh-in. But having said that, were you fearful that it might have gotten away from you even because you had that big lead going into the final day?
Yeah, so right after I caught my first keeper, I don't think they showed on live, but I did lose about a 7-pounder.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 9:30 in the morning, and, you know, at that moment, I thought that could be the Bassmaster Classic I just lost. And, you know, that was mentally trying for me for about, you know, 10, 20 minutes for me to get over that hurdle for sure. But, yeah, before I know it, it's 1:30. I got four fish, and, you know, I know I probably don't have it. You know, I know I need one more bite, and, you know, if it's a 5-plus-pounder, I probably win. And you know, I'm facing with this decision to make, do I go where I catch them on day two or do I go where I ended up going in an area that I found the afternoon of day two? I just had this gut feeling to go into this new area that I had found. And you know, the reason I was hesitant to go there was that's where I started the morning of day three and I did not catch anything. Just, it was not active whatsoever. And you know, that's why I was hesitant to go back there. But I just had this gut feeling that maybe now that it's afternoon, maybe it turned on in there. And you know, thank the Lord I did. I went in there and that's where I got the eight pounder. So, I mean, just decisions like that, you know, it's things like that is what it takes to win major events like that. So it was definitely a super cool call.
Yeah, well, everybody was talking about young Trey McKinney, about how that young kid could possibly win the Bassmaster Classic, and old grizzled veteran 22-year-old Ethan Fothergill got the victory instead of young 20-year-old Trey McKinney. It's just amazing stuff for sure. Easton, we appreciate you so much. Top three of every elite event come on the show. So, you know, no more, you know, 90th place stuff. Keep yourself at the top of the table and we'll get you on again this year.
All right. Hopefully we can ride this momentum and hopefully we can get back on the show.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next right here in Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. Now the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. So a lot of the negative Nellies out there have been having a field day with the relatively small crowds at the Classic weigh-ins, but there are several factors in play here. First, live coverage is at an all-time high, and between that and Bass Track, everyone knows what's going on instantly now. There is not a ton of drama left at the weigh-in, and it's not like it was back in the day when no one knew what had happened on a lake. Secondly, the state of Texas required that each person in the arena have a ticket from Ticketmaster, which meant having the Classic
app first and then a Ticketmaster account and then download it. When you add all those steps in, you lose people. Now, apparently, you could get a ticket at the ticket office as well, but who knew? In the past and probably in the future, you'll be able to just show up and roll into the arena. Finally, the weigh-in in the round is not the best look, leaving empty seats behind the stage and in the camera shot. The reality is that the expo was slammed, and on Sunday, only 8,000 to 10,000 people showed up for the weigh-in. But the TV numbers continue to be very impressive, the biggest ever for the Classic. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio. Until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.